Friends, Jesus' popularity threatened the prestige of two rival Israelite groups. These groups had contradictory religious convictions about the Hebrew Torah, the law given to Moses. The Pharisees, on the one hand, were self-righteous religious fanatics. They attempted to impose strict religious rules on people's daily lives. Their arch enemies, the Sadducees, were extreme liberals. Although few in number, they belonged to the higher classes and included many influential high priests. Sadducees denied the immortality of the soul, life after death, and anything supernatural. They were always arguing with the Pharisees about the meaning of the Old Testament Torah. We read in the 22nd chapter of Matthew's Gospel. The same day, the Sadducees came to Jesus. They say that there is no resurrection, and they asked him a question, saying, "Teacher, Moses said if a man dies having no children, his brother must marry the widow and raise up offspring for his brother. Now there were seven brothers among us. The first married and died, and having no offspring, left his wife to his brother. So too the second and the third, down to the seventh. After them all, the woman died. In the resurrection, therefore, of the seven, whose wife will she be? For they all had her." Friends, the agenda of the Sadducees was clear. They noticed that Jesus had embarrassed and exposed the hypocrisy of the Pharisees about paying taxes to the Roman rulers. So they misused an obscure part of the Mosaic law to challenge Jesus' teaching about the resurrection and life after death. They imagined an unrealistic tale about a childless widow consecutively married to seven brothers who died one after the other. Most likely, the tale was successfully used to promote their radical views against the Pharisees. So they tried to use it to challenge Jesus' popularity. Friends, to prove themselves smarter than others, the Sadducees were pretending to understand and apply the Torah, the first five books of the Old Testament recorded by Moses. The Gospel says, "But Jesus answered them, 'You are wrong, because you know neither the Scriptures nor the power of God. For in the resurrection, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are like angels in heaven. And as for the resurrection of the dead, have you not read what was said to you by God? I am the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He is not God of the dead, but of the living.'" To their embarrassment, Jesus exposed their ignorance and hypocrisy by confronting them with a well-known text in the third chapter of the book of Exodus. God addressed Moses at the burning bush, saying, "I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob." The text indicates that God is still the God of the Israelite fathers even after their death. Clearly, their biological death did not end their active relationship to the true living God. They were transferred from the biological sphere of marriage and childbearing to the angelic heavenly sphere beyond. Friends, Holy Scriptures clearly assert the fact that our humanity's biological existence impacted our souls by sin and isolated us from our Creator. We all inherit this deadening isolation from Adam, humanity's first father. In the apostolic teaching, we are all described as dead in sins and trespasses. Both the Pharisees and the Sadducees were ignorant of this fact. Friends, this state of affairs could not be resolved except by the mighty, saving divine initiative fulfilled by Jesus the Messiah. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all past believers trusted God's promises and looked forward to the coming Messiah and the fulfillment of his saving mission. This is the message of the gospel, which embodies God's saving power. Jesus, the divine Messiah, joined our humanity as the sinless, life-giving new Adam. Those who cling to him are transferred from death to life eternal. The gospel account of this confrontation with the Sadducees concludes saying, "And when the crowd heard it, they were astonished at his teaching." Jesus taught with unparalleled heavenly authority, unlike the rabbis. Their teaching was impacted by the sinful nature that impacts all humanity. His superior knowledge and understanding clearly manifest his messianic saving power. Hallelujah.